Kids East Coast Breakfast.
Three sleeps until Valentine's Day.
The big day. I can't wait. Yeah. This is probably one of my biggest Valentine's days yet. Yeah. Number two Valentine's.
She's leaning into this one.
Yeah, no, this is the one. Guys, I've come to work every day this week in red. Like, yep. I'm committed.
This is proper red with puffs.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. So I've been asking everybody what the most romantic spot is in KZN, because they're really beautiful, majestic places we can go to. And can I read... I want to share with you guys some of the suggestions that we got on social media, because some of them are really good.
And okay. This is because you want to make KZN your Valentine.
It is my Valentine already. Okay. KZN is my Valentine, yeah, officially. Yeah. Now I'm just looking for the romantic cute spots that we can go to in KZN.
Okay, looking for the hot spots.
The hot spots.
Valentine.
There we go. Okay. And it better be hot on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So can I just... So Amy here on Facebook says, a picnic in the Durban Botanic Gardens. That's so sweet. Yeah. You don't even have to spend money on that.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
And then everybody's saying the spa. So there's a country club, Durban Country Club Spa, apparently, is where it's at. Everybody's saying the spa.
Yeah,
that's not
a
bad option.
Is the spa like a...
Yeah, but it's I want like a romantic view where you can see the like majesticness
I've
of the province.
I've never understood the spa. Let's go to the spa. We'll have complete strangers rub us.
Would you rather rub the other person? Would you like a rub but not a stranger's rub?
I'll spa you.
Oh, okay,
you
know what I mean?
Guys, you won't believe who answered your question.
Oh, no.
Who's it?
Oh, is it Kubus?
Kubus here. You know, for me, it's just important that you find a place where she can rest her ass. You know, if she can rest her ass on the horizon or a beautiful view or even a bunch of flowers, then you know you have succeeded. Good luck, guys. Cool bananas.
In Durban, it will be a Thousand Hill Hotel. That place is amazing. I just love the view. And the fact that it's next to the park. You can always walk to the park and just view all the animals there.
So I have been, as you know, looking for the most romantic, beautiful spot in this province, because, of course, KZN is my Valentine this year. But I want to spend my Valentine's Day somewhere spectacular. And I was very specific about the area that I wanted. It had to show, and it had to have the ocean, either as a background or it had to be there. I had to see the sand, the most spectacular East Coast sunrise that we have. And then you've got to have some greenery in the background, because this is such a green, luscious province. So it needed to be the most visually appealing, but also at the same time, really romantic location. So it needs all the great food, all those beautiful stuff that makes Valentine's Day amazing, right, guys? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is why I've got Andrew on the line.
Good morning.
Andrew is the general manager of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh.
And what better location and what better spot than right here at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Oh.
Andrew, I know I'm putting you on the spot right now, since you are one of the most beautiful spots in the province, and I'm putting up this, we're putting together this amazing event on Friday morning. We don't really have a location. Could you please host our East Coast Breakfast Valentine's morning at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Please.
Absolutely.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely. Just like that.
We are available. The Beverly Hills is the original love story.
Aww.
And it is the most beautiful location in KZN.
So you agree. I love it. So you don't have any other people coming there for Valentine's Day, right? It's just us. We can book it out.
Just you. Paula, just cancel. Cancel the other.
Yes.
Cancel the gold.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, it's available.
Yes, Andrew, I love you. Thank you. It's going to be amazing.
We look forward to seeing you here.
That is quite the coup. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
For to Andrew, now you're going to lose your batting towels and you won't know where you're going to find them again. Hey, you're going to lose lots of things from Beverly Hills, Andrew. Please, I still remember when you lost some other things there. Andrew, wait.
It's East Coast Breakfast, only on East Coast Radio.